listening to Average Joe's Chess, a chess podcast made by average chess players, but exceptional lovers. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess. We're gonna make love to you, Average Joe's Chess.
Nah, I trust you. Right, so how should we kick this off?
Well, do we welcome back? Because we have had one now, and last time there was that controversy over the welcome back. So should we just start with welcome back?
I think we can actually get away with it this time. It would make sense.
I think so. So welcome back. Welcome back to Average Joe's... welcome back, Joe.
It's good to be back.
It's a good job you're here.
It really is. I feel like you could carry it by yourself, to be fair. I feel like you could replace me with like a gerbil or just anything.
Potentially.
Anyway, let's go.
Let's go. So, Joe, it's episode 2 already.
Mm-hmm. Flying by.
Are they called episodes? I'm not that familiar with podcasts, despite recording one.
I believe so. Episode 2.
Wow, episode 2 already. Feels like it's been less than a week.
And I feel like, it really does. I feel like it's going to be a good one as well. What have we got in store for today, Al? I feel so professional when I say stuff like that.
You say that again?
I sound so professional when I say stuff like that. Really,
but you don't, because I just... you just don't, because I talk over you.
Talking of talking over me, I think you listened to last week's back, didn't you? And you felt as though there were some listening issues.
What did you say?
Exactly.
Yeah. I must admit, I've listened to last week's back maybe 2 or 3 times now. I think some of the times it just seemed I wasn't listening to you, Joe. And I was... But I was also reading stuff, drinking a cup of tea, playing chess, just the usual stuff.
And that's what you'd want on a chess podcast. It's good.
I'm so focused. I'm just going to listen to you. I've had my pee pad, so that's sorted.
Okay, perfect.
And, I'm ready to. Have you had a pee pad?
Had a what, sorry?
Pee pad.
Pee pad?
PPAD, you know, post-podcast anxiety dump.
You got me for a second. I was like, what the hell is he on about? I've had it big time this week, honestly. I feel like my life just isn't the same when I'm not on the podcast anymore.
Yeah. What's that got to do with going to the toilet?
I feel like I may have misunderstood what you said. Didn't you say post-podcast?
Anxiety dump.
I missed the dump bit. Yeah, I didn't have that, fortunately. I'm all good. I haven't gone for like a week now. It's had the opposite effect on me. Bunged up like a motherfucker. Well? I am. So it's, the two combined. It's not great, man. My insides are wreaking havoc right now.
Should we talk about chess?
Yeah, let's go for it. That's a good shout. Yeah.
I was thinking, right, you know, you had the challenge, the double H challenge.
Yep.
How you got on? Have you been doing it?
It's revolutionized my life. It's I had the one problem was that I kept forgetting to do the challenge until about halfway through the game. And then by the time I actually moved my H-pawn forward, it was actually a good idea to do so. So it didn't feel like a challenge. And then I'd have to remind myself for the next game. And I just pre-move it twice. Won a few games, lost quite a few games. And I think you just end up realizing that there's a reason you don't start like that in a game. I think there is a reason why you bring out I think so.
Is it an official opening? That's what I was wondering. Does it have a name? You know when you played it on chess.com, it tells you at the bottom the name of the opening, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was the knobhead opening. It's there's just no reason to do it. It's to be fair, I think if you went if you pushed your pawn up twice within the first move, that'd be fine. But I think you told me to do it like H3 and then H4 on the second move, which it just takes all of the wind out of your sail. It's awful.
Really?
But what you do notice is, come the end game, if you make it to the end game, you've already got an advanced pawn, so you're laughing.
Did you play it again? Did you move that pawn again? Or like, I know, obviously, it's going to be different each game, but...
Well, I started winning a few games, and I thought I'd make it a little bit harder, so I then moved my H-pawn, so H3, next move H4, then H5... and just got it as far as I could until they took it. And yeah, surprisingly, you had some interesting games that we'll have to show at some point somehow.
I mean, no disrespect to the people you're playing, but I guess because you're starting again with a brand new account, AJC mm-hmm. Podcast Joe, I think.
That's
it?
The one.
Or Joe. Yep. Because you're starting with that new account. Obviously, the people you're playing are most likely to be a lower level than you, unless you encounter Daniel on his latest speedrun or something.
True.
Most likely to be at a lower level or just starting out and at the same level.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how you'd get on if you tried that same thing with your 1,800.
Oh, I'd get spanked. Yeah, I wouldn't stand a chance. I mean, I'd happily give it a go on my other account.
I want you to lose that bloody rating, man.
No, not a chance. I'm clinging onto it with dear life. But yeah, with this new account, like, it doesn't matter how much I push it. Some people, because I play Bullet as well, I think they're pre-moving. Mm-hmm. Either the pre-moving or I'm just playing against like Stevie Wonder or something, because he just kind of creeps all the way up to the top. And before they've even noticed, I've just, I got a full-blown attack. I'm loving it.
Wow, I like that, Joe. I might give it a try anyway, just in my normal chess, because I'm still doing pretty shit, so it's not going to make much difference.
How's your week been then in terms of chess? How was the challenge that I set you?
Okay, well, the challenge you set me, obviously I was listening, but I totally didn't listen to what it was.
And, it's not like you.
So I ballsed it up slightly. So your challenge to me was get my queen taken as early in the game as possible and play the game without my queen. I found it so hard to sacrifice her.
Hard to let go.
And so I just couldn't let her go. There were times I thought I could let her go on this now. You know, in like the there's a bishop. It's pinning your knight to your queen. I thought all I've got to do is move that knight, take their pawn. Mm-hmm. They're going to take my queen. I lingered maybe three moves. I just felt bad. I couldn't do it. But then what I realised I was doing, I was looking for compensation each time. I wouldn't just give up my queen. I want something for it. I want a bishop. Or
Trying to avoid the challenge that I set you. I get you.
Basically, yeah. But initially, I let me just have a quick look, Joe. I think, I lost the first three. Then mm-hmm. I won two. Then I think I drew one. Then I won another two. Then I drew. Then I won. And then I thought I'd actually do the challenge properly. And so I played the Scandinavian, took with the queen. So I took their pawn with the queen.
Yeah, yeah.
They brought the knight out to attack the queen. Rather than move the queen, I just let them take the queen on the next move.
Oh, I bet they thought it was Christmas come early, didn't they?
I bet they did. And so when that happened, surprisingly, or not surprisingly, I lost.
Every game.
But... you know, there's still time. I'm gonna perfect this. I'm gonna work on it. Let's see how we go.
You're extending it for week two, do you think?
Well, I think I will extend it a bit longer. I mean, psychologically, it's like letting go. It's just hard mm-hmm. to let go. So I think it's gonna have an impact on my life outside of chess. Just learning to let go of things that are valuable to me, not to hold on to them. Just let it go.
It's funny you should say that. Have you ever had that thing where? So you know when you're about to fall asleep and you feel like you're falling, so you try and like hold on to mm-hmm. something. Have you ever had it where you're about to fall to sleep and out of nowhere in your mind you just picture yourself, it's like accidentally blundering a queen or something, and you just wake up in terrors, or like you have a nightmare of, I don't know, blundering a bishop or something? Like it's getting to like every little crevice of my life at the moment.
You need therapy.
I think I do.
I'm picking up a trait here because your mum does parkrun, doesn't she?
She does
a lot of parkrun. She's about to do her 250th on Saturday, isn't she? And she was telling me that Friday nights before, she often gets these parkrun anxiety dreams.
Yeah.
She's going to miss the parkrun. She's not getting... I think there's something going on there, isn't there?
I think if you love something enough, it plays on your mind, doesn't it?
Try the queen move. Just let it go. Try it.
Oh, I don't know how you do it. I have been stalking some of your games, to be honest, on your new account.
Have you?
I know I shouldn't have, because it takes the kind of mystery out of the whole big reveal on the podcast, but I had to. And there was one, I think, where I think you ended up kind of trading your queen for two rooks or something. So you ended up having two, and that actually seemed like a pretty fair deal. Like, I mean, you still lost mm-hmm. off him, but like, it's still made for an interesting game.
Yeah, well, I try and make a habit of losing.
Yeah, got it. Consistency is key, Al. That's what I always say.
You know what? At the start of last week's podcast, when we were saying, how are you getting on, Al, blah, blah, and I said, shit. Mm-hmm. And then what do? You give me a challenge that makes me even more shit, destroys my self-esteem. Okay, I have learned something, as I said. Kick me, man. Yeah, you've kicked me while I'm down. Out of interest, I mean, on the same subject of those games, I'm just mm-hmm. curious, where have you played your games this week? Where have you been? Any interest in... I mean, I'll kick off. I played all those ones that you've watched.
Yeah.
it sounds weird now when I say this, but I played them in the bath. So hopefully you weren't watching me play them when you said you were stalking. You were just watching.
I'm an intimate watcher. I like to get involved in the game.
You bastard.
Honestly, yeah, okay. It was when I saw your rock floating under the bubbles. That's when I kind of thought, I've got to get out of here.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, it's funny you should ask, actually, because up until yesterday, I would have had a really boring answer. But yesterday, I went to a place called Albert Schloss or something like that. Some kind of like German beer keller type place.
I know it.
Do you actually?
I actually do, yeah.
Oh, fair dues.
Yeah, I've got a picture of a friend of ours who was in there.
Oh, there you go.
Ours who I beat at badminton last week.
And shall remain anonymous again.
Six games.
Yeah. You're going to send him the podcast again, aren't you?
I am. But yeah, he took a photo of himself in there.
Yeah.
So he's there. He's got like a selfie, and behind him is this, you know, very attractive looking woman. Mm-hmm. Rear view of the woman, I think. Then there's a second shot, and the woman's turned around, and I think she's actually a male burlesque dancer type thing.
Oh, nice! You got to send me that photo.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you have any similar experiences?
Weirdly, not. No, I had a slightly more tame experience. It was for a friend's birthday, and halfway through the birthday party, I turned to another friend whose name is also Joe. And we. Oh, wait. Oh, bollocks. That goes the anonymous aspect.
Just edit.
Oh, yeah, I'll bleep it out. So his name is the same as mine. And it turns out he's also really into chess like I am. So halfway through, we just kind of gave each other that chess look and just said, do you want to have a quick game? He was the other side of the table. And yeah, just in the middle of the bar, like just such a really busy kind of party atmosphere. It's just these two kind of geeky blokes just having a way on chess.com. And yeah, I think I'd had one too many gin and tonics and whatnot, because when it got down to like under 1 minute on the time, my heart was going. Like I was sweating. I was getting rude to the people I was with, telling them like not to talk to me. I went into the zone. It was horrible.
So listening to this, and we've been talking about therapy and so on.
Yeah.
You say the guy you're playing had the same name as you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Fight Club? You're familiar with Fight Club.
It all makes sense now.
Were you just sitting there with a chessboard playing yourself in this bar? There was no one else there, was there? Admit it.
We should make a really underwhelming follow-up to the Fight Club film, just called Chess Club. Chess Club, just one guy's playing chess with himself. There's no climax scene or anything. It's just, that'd be brilliant.
There's just loads of rules in Chess Club. Yeah. The
only rule is that there's lots of annoying rules.
Excellent. Brilliant. Okay, that's good. That's good. Maybe each week, or you know, occasionally when we remember, we'll talk about where we played our games that week. Because, you know, I find sometimes I'm in petrol forecourts or various places. I'm sitting around waiting, and I'll just have a game of chess.
Have you found an environment that you'd think would be bad for your chess, but actually turned out to be pretty good?
That would be bad for my chess.
Well, somewhere that you'd assume would be bad, I don't know, somewhere like a hospital or something, but then you end up playing your best chess in that environment.
The bedroom.
Oh, baby.
No, I don't know, actually. No, how about yourself?
No, it was a shit question, to be fair. Do you want to move on?
It's a good question. We just got shit
answers. We just don't have answers for it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not a good toilet chess player. That's what I've realised. I know a lot of people get... Nah, I just can't do it. I think I've got my mind on other things.
Well, you haven't been for a week, you just said.
Exactly. So I just haven't played chess in ages.
I used to read on the toilet.
Okay, fair dues. Yeah, I mean, I suppose ain't really the
my
same.
My reading
though,
suffers.
It's not as, doesn't, what was that?
That my reading suffers. You know, I don't read enough. I used to read more because I used to read on the bog. Now
and the fact
chess.
That you're also using the pages as toilet paper just means you're always using track, isn't it? It doesn't work.
Do you ever get off the bog and you've got... I mean, I'm sure anyone listening who plays chess on the toilet will relate to this. You get off the toilet and you've just got a really bad dead leg. It takes like a few minutes to get blood flow back into your foot.
I'm trying to think now. You know
that's
what?
Just
I don't
me,
think I spend
that's
that long
me.
On the toilet, if I'm honest. I think you need to check your diet out.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm just playing chess.
Yeah, I think just, I could benefit from toilets. A therapist, and you could get a nutritionalist or something.
Yeah, no, it's nothing. It's the toilet is sacrosanct, isn't it? You can go in there. Nobody's going to disturb you because they think you're crapping. You mm-hmm. try playing chess at the kitchen table. It's like, can you get me this? Can you do that? You feel a bit guilty because you should be cooking dinner. You're in the toilet. you're just locked away from the world, aren't you? You do what you want.
You know, when we decided to do a chess podcast and we kind of dreamed of all these things, did you think we'd just spend half an hour talking about shitting? It's not where I saw it going, personally.
I'm actually on the toilet now while we're talking.
I bet you are.
I'm not.
It'd be good to get some brown noise on it.
Well, Joe, it's a world championships at the moment, isn't it?
It is indeed. You've been following it.
Oh, I just ask you the same question.
I'll edit it out.
Okay, well, my answer is no, not really. How about you? No.
You know what? I've followed the catch-ups and whatnot, like the little recaps, but I was not expecting classical chess, and this is going to be awful to say on a chess podcast, I wasn't expecting classical chess to be so boring. It's so long, isn't it? It's awful.
It just goes on and on and on.
Oh, man. You need some,
they've got nothing better to do.
Honestly, I don't know why they do it. There needs to be some kind of entertainment in between moves or something, like bring out a magician or anything.
Wow. I tell you what, you could make money doing that, I reckon, Joe.
I reckon I could. I think
I was just going to say, if those guys were to play classical chess while they're on the toilet, they would speed up. The whole lower body would be dead. They'd try and stand up and just be like flubbering along the floor.
And the camera angles would be just delicious. It would get so many viewers.
But no, I mean, I haven't been following it. It just keeps coming up in my sort of news feeds and stuff like that. I did just look and see that Ding won a match using the London system. First time it's been played, apparently in World Champ. But I just quickly scanned through that match and looking at it, it's nothing special. God, I could have done that. You could have done that.
So you're getting a bit too
if
big
you
for your boots
did,
out. The shit talk's
if you did
up.
Those exact you did those exact moves, right, and Nepo did his exact moves, you would have won.
You can't write more questionable quote. That was that was beautiful.
I did think earlier that the two players, if you know, Nepo and Ding, sounds like no pudding, doesn't it? Nepo Ding. Nepo Ding.
It's my worst nightmare, man. It's why I can't watch this.
Nepo Ding, Joe. Nepo
Ding. Oh, man. It's awful. They are pretty nice names, though, aren't they? Both of them.
They're really good names.
I think this is where we'll never make it in the chess world because Joe is just the most boring non-chess name. I've done it again, haven't I? Fuck. It's going to be a bastard to edit.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, there is an opportunity for us here. Big opportunity. Obviously, Magnus is free at the moment. Why don't we try and get him on next week?
Easy. I mean, we've got four listeners, man. Like, what's the not to like? It's a great marketing opportunity for him.
You know what? I'm going to email him. I'll email him after this podcast. I know he's been playing poker, hasn't he? I saw that.
He has. But, see, we might not be able to give him, like, loads of viewers or anything, but the people he will be exposed to, it's like a new market, isn't it? Like, everyone in will be able to listen. It's a big... I'll just give him a location as well, and I? Oh, my God, man.
I think in fairness, Magnus would just love to come and chat chess with us. I reckon that's just a vibe I'm getting. I think
really?
Now he's got nothing else to do. Yeah, just come chat chess with
us. Yeah, in a busy
with those
man,
average
he?
Joes. Yeah.
Who would be your dream guest out of curiosity?
You know, it's funny you should say that because I was making notes earlier and I thought, what I'm going to ask Joe is, you're having a dinner party, Joe. Right. Which GMs are you going to invite?
Ooh.
Let's say you're going to invite two GMs.
Okay.
And I'm putting you on the spot here, but which two?
To be fair, I like the fact that it's a hypothetical because I haven't actually got any friends to invite to a dinner party, so this will be
You've never had a dinner party, have you?
Well, I can't cook for shit, so
it'd
be the most underwhelming
dinner
thing.
Parties? Do they have dinner parties? Or I don't know.
Nah, I'm not a dinner party guy, but if I did, and I could invite any grandmaster, it's got to be Ben Feingold, innit?
Yeah.
He's got to be there.
Ben's got to be there.
He looks like he could
vegan.
Cook as well.
He's vegan as well.
Yeah, so it'd be some banging
some
food there if you're into that
sort
stuff.
Sort of funny repartee and stuff. Ben could be there.
He's got the humour. He'd keep the party going. So it'd be him.
I mean, last podcast you mentioned Danya's a good looking guy. Would you invite Danya?
He is, but I think his eyes would just steal the conversation away from me. I wouldn't be able to focus.
Do you think that like him and Ben, I've never seen them together. Not saying they're the same person. Like no. I've never seen them in. Maybe they are, but
becoming a bit of a conspiracy podcast, isn't it?
It is.
But Daniel would be up there. I think he's funny, but he's also, how can I put it? So, you know, like Stephen Fry, there's just something about him, like, he's just so clever, he's just really likeable. Mm. He's got that kind of thing about him. He just seems like a proper bright dude.
Let's try and get them both along for a dinner party and we'll sort of record it.
Let's
think
do
you can
it,
do
man.
That?
Oh, easy. I've got connections. Consider it done. How about yourself? Who would be your top two?
Well, you mentioned what I think. Definitely Ben. Ben's got to be there. And I think I brought up Danya, didn't I?
I think, well, how about Ginger GM? He seems like a pretty funny guy as well.
I think, well, it'd be easier as he's in the UK as well. He's a funny guy. I think he'd like a few beers. I think, and I'm not a big drinker, and I know you aren't either. So I think that could be a worry.
I like how rationally we're thinking hammered. About this when none of them are going to happen.
You don't know that joke.
Give it time.
So just looking down my notes, I've written down anal beads, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're
that's
confusing
just
it with
a
your shopping
list
then,
or
yeah.
I think you mentioned something about it, like as one of our challenges. You trying anal beads for a week.
I think this is a private conversation. I don't know why you are airing it online.
All right, let's change the subject.
Just so because you know that your kids listen to this podcast.
They do. Yeah. Oh, I forgot that.
We're going to have to edit listen, so much out, aren't we?
Look into the week ahead then. What's your
smooth transition?
Yep. What's your plans?
Oh,
chess
week
plans.
Ahead. So
and non-chess plans, I mean. What are your plans?
I'd like a new challenge. I think I enjoyed the H3 H4, but I just want something a bit tastier.
You want me to set you something else?
Go on. What comes to
mind? I haven't thought of anything. I'll come up with something. What else are you doing this week then?
Ooh, back at work. So I just had two weeks off over Easter. Back at work. But thinking of just throwing it down the can and just focusing on the podcast now that we're getting at least £3 or £4 a month. Like I reckon I can live off that.
Do you think your people at work listen to this and you've just resigned on air?
God, I hope not. It's a good point as well, because I do run the chess club there as well, so I'll be starting that after we go back, so if they do find this, I'm fucked. But so I'll be going back to work. There's so much to edit out. I have just resigned. I've given my location and my full name. It's awful. I think I might just end up throwing out my bank account number and mother's maiden name next.
Yeah, what are they? I know your mother's maiden name. What about the three numbers on the back of your card?
What, the 479?
What your challenge is to use your surname initial and the three numbers on the back of your card and use like that as going. Your opening. No, forget that. No. Edit that out.
Yeah, it would be a tricky one for you to work out as well. It would be very cryptic.
Yeah.
How about yourself? What's the next week looking like for you?
Okay, yeah. Well, so I'm resuming the school chess club on Monday that I've been doing with the kids just before Easter. So at last a chance to win some matches.
Have you actually lost yet? I feel like we've spoken about it before, haven't we?
Yeah, well... Basically, they've got a tournament coming up. It's primary school kids, year six, which I guess makes them, I don't know, 10 years old, something like that. My kids used to go to that school. I've got a connection there. Headmaster's asked me to help out with chess. Just giving them 2 or 3 weeks of pointers before the tournament. But it also, as I said, gives me a chance to go in there and just win matches because they're all so excited to play me, honestly. Can we play? Yeah, go on then.
And I just know you're encouraging them to play you on like rated games on chess.com. Yeah, ELO.
No, this is just over the board stuff, which I find hard. I'm not used to looking at a board that size when normally, you know, you're just looking at something on your phone. So I find it harder in that sense. But, I mean, they're 10-year-old kids with not much chess experience, so obviously I just punish them. Yeah. I just thrash them.
I do encourage them. You deserve to feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I say, I try and deliver the shit sandwich. That was a really good opening you did, et cetera, et cetera. But you need to not move your queen into places where I'm just going to... You know what I mean? I do all that. I'm not really that harsh with them, but I do like beating them.
But I think you gotta. It's the only way to teach them. You can't be. You can't. I don't know. You can't be pulling the cloth over their eyes or something. They gotta be exposed to the real world.
I don't think it's fair on them to just tell them, oh, you're brilliant. They've got to, you know, have a bit of reality and give them something to aim for. And I know that they will beat me at some point too.
Have you? Yeah, right. That's the thing. At that point, when do you start calling them like cheaters and stuff and saying they've been, I don't know, start testing
well,
them?
Well, one of them actually was in a better position than me.
Are you kidding?
So I called lunchtime bell. Sorry, kids, you've got to go back in. Your teachers need you. And we just packed the board. She went, oh, can you take a photograph of the board and we'll continue this one tomorrow? I can't use my mobile phone in a school. I'm really sorry. We're just going to have to pack
it up. Oh, man. Heartbreaking, isn't it? You really wanted to carry that game on as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's it, really. That's my week, chess week. Other than that, I'll be coming to your mum's 250th park run.
You're going to run it?
25th. We're walking it, actually. We're volunteering walking. It'll be my 25th. Her 250th. I've been doing them 7 years. She's been doing them 8 years.
I can't help but feel one of these siblings is slightly more dedicated.
I think so. So, yeah, we're going to do that. And that's about it for the week, I think.
I think, yeah, I might have to join you. We could even do some kind of over-the-board chess when you come down.
We could.
I really like want to do drunk chess after what happened
drunk
yesterday.
Drunk chess?
I think it could be hilarious.
Well, you don't need me for that, do you? We've discussed that. You
just that's a good yourself. Point. Yeah, just play with myself, get drunk. It's an average Sunday night.
Just rephrase that, yeah.
Yeah, no rephrasing needed.
No. there was one other thing. Now, I don't know if I can get this to work, Jofers. Let me just have a quick go. I was messing around with my phone last night. Let's see if this works. So I've recorded myself saying something. I've spoken it backwards.
Okay.
So here we go. See if you can work out what I'm saying.
Let's have a little look.
You get that?
Yeah, okay.
Have another go. Have another listen.
Go on.
You got it?
Yeah, so it ends in like a bar, yeah, lob, yeah, which means it's a lob.
A lob.
One more time?
Seriously, you're good.
Yeah, one more time. No, I'm milking
all right,
this.
All right. Have another go, you ready? Here it comes.
I'm lost. I can't even guess. I'm assuming it's chess related, but I wouldn't put it past you for it to just be, I don't know, like ham and cheese toasty or just something completely unrelated.
Now, what I did then, I recorded myself saying it. That is me saying it backwards. That actually isn't a recording of me saying it forwards, then reversed. I said it forwards, reversed it, and then tried to mimic what it was.
And how did
it come out?
So then
when
like,
you play
you
it forward...
That now?
So that's what I've done. So you can hear what I actually said, even though I do sound like a slightly deaf Stephen Hawking. Here we go.
I love playing chess.
Okay, you go.
I love playing chess.
I love playing chess.
It's beautiful out. And then...
I've got a second one for you. You ready
on,
for your second one?
I mean,
I don't
ready.
Know if anyone
Born
wants to
ready.
Hear this stuff, but here we go. Check this one out. So this is me talking backwards, obviously. This isn't me reversing what was said. This is just me talking backwards.
I can't actually tell any difference to how you usually speak.
Yeah, really?
Go on. What was this one?
You got it?
Oh, easy one, that. Yeah, easy. You're saying...
this is what... This is what I'm saying. I'll just give you the answer.
Go on. One more time.
Play it for you again. You ready?
Go on.
Exceptional lovers. Exceptional lovers.
There we go.
Which leads me on nicely. I mean, you might want to edit all that crap out, but it just leads me on nicely to... What a banging theme tune we've got.
You like it?
Oh, my
You're
God.
A fan.
That is just amazing. I can't stop singing it in my head. I've literally become a better lover and more of an average chess player. Since I listened to that over the
course
of the
week. It was not possible for you to improve on either of those things. Like, I don't see how you can get even better at loving. And that's coming from
your
nephew.
I just had it on loop in my head constantly. It's just on loop.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. I tried to channel my inner 70s kind of mustached, like, I don't know, like a Barry White type thing. Or just go for it, man. Let the heart out.
Whatever you did, it worked.
I had fun making it. It's Because we hung up after the podcast, didn't we, and said, oh, we need a theme song. And I thought, yeah, I'll have like a fun 5 minutes trying to work on something. And then about 8 hours later, I was like, I've spent way too long on this. Like, it was not worth all the wait.
It was just so good.
A lot of blood, sweat and tears went into the making.
I mean, no one else liked it. I've played it to loads of people. They'll think it's crap.
But it's awful, but as long as we like it.
No, not really. It's amazing. What a great podcast. I would listen to this podcast if I heard that theme. If I heard that, I think, I'm going to listen to this.
If only other people had the same kind of mentality as you, because we currently have zero listeners, which it's frightening.
I'd switch off after a minute once I heard this.
Yeah, of course.
God, I'm not listening to that crap. But the theme, I just have that on loop. Wow.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think I was also saying, if we did have an outro, we'd just do something different. Like, because you like to play guitar, and you like to have a little jam from time to time.
I do.
The last 30 seconds, because I don't know, just something that you've jammed out in the week. Doesn't have to be anything too special. Just like a little blues jam or just anything.
You could do the same.
Play us out.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, the thing is, by this stage of the podcast, I'm thinking no one's listening.
Yeah,
no. If we did have someone at the start, it's just like next week, it's just to be me, you and Magnus at this stage.
Yeah. Al, if I'm honest, I zoned out about half hour ago. I had down tools after the first conversation.
Well, I would have too, but I've got my listening ears on today. I'm really trying hard to listen to you.
And I really appreciate it. And I feel like you're not going to listen to this bit as for part of like comedic effect.
Should we wrap it up?
Shall we wrap it up? How long did that one come to?
I think we've been going on for ages.
It certainly feels like it. Let's wrap it up then.
The music's back. Quick cut.
Let's head.
What's happened there?
For anyone who doesn't know,
I just got music coming out of my laptop.
Do you want to explain what happened before the podcast?
Before we did the recording, we were just setting up, weren't we? And this music that you can hear now was coming out of the laptop. I was like, I just can't get rid of it. Successfully got rid of it. And we're playing again, and I literally do not know what it is or where it's coming from.
I do think you've been haunted by some kind of like Hawaiian ukulelist or something.
Do you know what? This has just ruined the monetization of this podcast because it's probably some sort of copyrighted tune.
Before that, the monetization was banging. We would have made millions off this one. It's heartbreaking.
Oh,
right,
God.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm going to try and get this to stop. Just wrap it up now.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's go.
Throw it away.
You do it.
There we go. We're done.
Okay, we're done.